With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Former President Donald Trump received some significant support today at his criminal trial in New York City. He was supported by House Speaker Mike Johnson and other GOP officials. Speaker Johnson says voters are fed up with the efforts by Democrats to silence former President Trump.
President Trump is leading in swing state polling. The American people see right through these politically motivated attacks. I've been in 102 cities in over half the states in the last few months. And I can tell you that no matter where we are around the country, I've been doing large events. People from all walks of life come to these events. And they are concerned about this. They are disgusted about this. They are fed up. They've had enough.
Testimony continued today with former Trump associate Michael Cohen on the stand. President Biden is imposing new tariffs on imports from China. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president is raising tariffs on a range of Chinese-made goods, including semiconductors, solar equipment, medical supplies, and electric vehicles.
We're never going to allow China to unfairly control the market for these cars, period.
In a Rose Garden speech, the president accused Beijing of unfair trade practices by subsidizing industries and flooding foreign markets. China responded by accusing the U.S. of bullying. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The Biden administration has told key lawmakers it is sending a new package of more than $1 billion in arms and ammunition to Israel. It's the first arms shipment to Israel to be announced by the administration since it put another arms transfer consisting of 3,500 bombs on hold earlier in the month. The administration has said it paused that earlier transfer to keep Israel from using the bombs in its growing offensive in the crowded southern Gaza city of Rafah. This is SRN News. Mexican politicians exploit transgenderism.
The country has a law that requires 50% of all elected offices to be held by women as a way of achieving gender equity. But two left-wing parties apparently don't have enough women candidates, so they have selected several men to register as women. The men are making no pretense of actually living as women. They're all married with children. But in Mexico, all you have to do is declare yourself transgender, and you are. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Democratic group is rolling out a new $140 million pro-abortion ad campaign that aims to chip away at former President Trump's support among rural voters. The ads from American Bridge 21st Century have begun airing in the northern battleground states of Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. In one, a nurse who's a mother and grandmother bemoans the overturning of Roe v. Wade. Supporters of President Biden are worried about his low approval ratings. This is SRN News. Sales of raw milk appear to be rising despite a bird flu outbreak among American dairy cows.
Federal officials warn of the health risk of drinking unpasteurized milk at any time, but especially during this outbreak. Retail sales of raw cow's milk have jumped an estimated 26 to 65% a week compared to the same period last year. Raw milk farmers say they can't keep unpasteurized products in stock. Some people claim raw milk has health benefits, but multiple studies show it is one of the riskiest foods that people can consume. Rich Thomason reporting.
The Justice Department has determined Boeing violated a settlement that allowed the company to avoid criminal prosecution after two deadly crashes involving its 737 MAX aircraft. It is now up to the Justice Department to weigh whether to file charges against the aircraft maker. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.